Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. I'm one of the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. With me today is Logan Knight. Logan is a former student and listener of ours and current LSAT Demon instructor. How's it going, Logan?
Hey, it's great to be here.
Yeah. Maybe tell listeners if they haven't heard you at all before, where'd you come from? How did you study for the LSAT? What did you end up scoring? What are you doing now?
Yeah, so I am a UC Irvine undergrad right now, and I started studying for the LSAT a couple years ago, started with the Demon. I'd been a podcast listener for a while because I've been, you know, into the pre-law kind of stuff for a long time. And when they came out with the Demon, I was super interested and I signed up for it. Studied for a few months, and then I took it in June, got a 175, and now I'm working as a teacher for the Demon.
Cool. What kind of classes are you teaching? When could people find you on the Demon if they wanted to take a class from Logan?
Yeah, so I teach on Tuesday nights at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, and Thursday afternoons at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, and I teach the hot seat classes. The idea there is that you're kind of like in like a cold calling environment. So people will basically be called to answer questions. And the point is kind of going off of what you and Ben say on the podcast, if you should be like pausing in the passage and pausing and thinking. Well, this class kind of helps you build those good habits because you'll be forced to pause and answer questions.
Cool. Awesome. So it's Logic Games, right? On Tuesday night.
Yeah. So right now I'm teaching Logic Games on Tuesday night and Hot Seat on Thursday, but we're looking to make some changes and do another Hot Seat class instead on Thursday nights with Reading Comp.
Yeah. We're always tweaking the schedule. So by the time you listen to this, we might've already made changes. You can just go to LSATdemon.com if you want to find the calendars and see exactly what classes we're offering when. We have multiple live classes 7 days a week. So Logan is one of, what do we have? A dozen, 15 different people teaching classes, probably
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks for being here. We have an email in front of us that came from Cassia, and I'll let you read that, Logan.
Yeah, sure. So Cassia says, "Hey, I've gotten a few emails like this from different law schools, and I haven't actually applied anywhere yet. I am leaning towards waiting for next cycle. I was just wondering if these kinds of unsolicited offers of free rides were legit or not, Cassia." And she has an attachment, says, "Hello, Cassia. Congratulations on your academic and professional achievements. Thanks to your hard work and based on your credentials provided to LSAC, if you apply and are admitted to New England Law, Boston, you will be awarded a Sandra Day O'Connor Scholarship. This prestigious award covers full tuition for your entire law school career, worth more than $152,000 over the course of 3 years. It also comes with a no strings attached policy. As long as you're enrolled in the JD program at New England Law, we'll renew your scholarship each year. Just apply before January 1st, 2022.
And her question is, you know, this is an unsolicited offer that I got from a school that I might not have even ever heard of before. And she wants to know whether it is legit. What do you think? You're not that far in the application cycle, are you?
Well, I have submitted all my apps already, but okay. I actually got the same email from same school. Yeah.
Did you look into it at all? Did you consider it at all?
You know, I gotta admit, this is probably a pretty good marketing strategy for New England Law. You know, they're probably getting a decent amount of people to come to their school because, you know, makes the process super easy. But you gotta wonder if they're willing to offer you a full ride just based on stats alone, where else could you get a full ride, to be honest? So I'd be saying to Cassia, you know, look at your other options for full rides beyond this school, because clearly, if you're good enough to get one just off the bat without an application, you can get full rides somewhere better.
Yeah. It is a legit offer. New England Law is an ABA accredited law school. They're not the best law school. They don't have a reputation that's going to carry very far outside of, you know, New England. Their 25th percentile LSAT is only 148. Their 75th percentile LSAT is 157. With numbers like that, the talent pool of people that they're admitting is not super duper high, but scrolling down and looking at their scholarship matrix, this is at the bottom of their ABA 509 report, which everybody, if you just Google the name of the law school and then 509, you will find these reports easily for every law school. You can also go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. If you do that, you can play with your LSAT and GPA, and you'll see what kinds of scholarship offers you might be able to get at different schools. That scholarship estimator also does link directly to all the 509 reports. So that's another way to get to the 509. But this school, they have 708 total students. Of those 708 students, 544 of them are receiving some sort of a tuition discount. 77% of the class is paying less than full price. Think about what that means. 23% of the class is paying full price. Everyone else is not. Don't do that. Don't be among those 23%. That's a very bad bargain. You just don't have to. Anyway, of those scholarship offers, we see that about 20% of them are really pretty shitty scholarship offers, you know, less than half tuition. That's one fifth of the class that's getting less than half tuition. Half to full tuition, 20% of the class is getting half to full tuition. And then 36% of the class is getting a full tuition scholarship at that school. So their offer is completely legit. You absolutely could, if they sent you that email, they're telling you up front, if you apply and are admitted, you're going to go to that school for free. It is an offer worth considering. But yeah, as Logan said, you also might consider what other types of schools are going to also give you a full ride. This would be a nice one potentially to have in your pocket if you live in the New England area, or if you don't mind relocating to the New England area. I guess the one, my biggest concern would be that some people just apply to this school and no other schools because they get lazy about it. And I think if they did that, they would be selling themselves short. I don't know. What do you think about all that, Logan?
Yeah, I agree. But one thing notably on the ABA 509 is they give zero more than full tuition scholarships. And I just jumped over to the Demon Scholarship Estimator and put in their 75th percentile, the 3.53 and 157. And I'm seeing a ton of more than full at schools that are ranked higher than New England Law. So yeah, there's definitely a lot more options out there that might even be better.
Yeah, they're playing the game. I mean, you gotta, it's like sort of gotta give them a little bit of respect for getting out there trying to cherry pick, you know, some of the very best applicants. And what, you know, if you think about what they have done, they have looked at Logan, they have looked at Kasia, and they have decided, you know, based on their numbers, these people are overqualified for our school. Let's just go ahead and offer them an unsolicited full ride. And if they decide to take us up on it, then great, we get an overqualified student. But yeah, people who really shop around, and you could just start with lsatdemon.com/scholarships and put in your numbers and then see what kinds of offers you might be able to get. I have a feeling that people could get full rides at better schools, or even, as Logan points out, full ride plus stipend at other better schools. You know, I would certainly consider this school if you were in the area, but I would also be shopping around. We want you to apply to 10 schools at a minimum, more like probably 15 or 20 schools, so that you have multiple competing offers when it comes time to decide where you're going to actually go. Email daily. Thank you, Logan, for coming on the show. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.